Hi, Paul Slackers, Good News Broadcast, because I've got a lot of talk to you. A lot of things to talk about, Deborah. I'm with Deborah Potter. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi.
Let Buster lead, okay? And I see a dog here. I'm looking at your website also, and then you have a beautiful book that just by looking at the cover of the book, I feel more relaxed. There seems to be a beach here. Where is this beach?
The beach is in Quogue, Long Island, not too far from all your listeners, and some of them are probably there right now.
They probably are out on the... in that way, which is out on eastern Long Island, not so far away. Quogue is one of the closer places to Manhattan, right?
It is.
Now,
come in there all the time.
You were born to you were born to an entertainment family.
I was.
Your mother, Joan Fontaine?
Yes.
No way.
Well,
really?
Do you know?
Your aunt Olivia de Havilland?
The universe puts us where it wants us at the time, doesn't it?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of energy, a lot of social energy, a lot of social skills I learned from them, and I was able to apply them to my own business and my own political fundraising skills and my own very busy community volunteer work where I actually live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when I fell off my horse and broke five bones, a year later, post-traumatic stress disorder set in, and I was flattened. I wouldn't go out of the house. I didn't want anybody near me. I didn't realize it, you know, until I kind of looked back and said I talked myself out of going out of the house every single day and every single night for a year because I said, oh, I'm too busy. I'm too this. Post-traumatic stress disorder does that. It causes people to withdraw from their lives. There's a lot more symptoms that I write about in my book and can be found on my website, letbusterlead.com. But I had them all.
Oh, and you're not the only one. Because I think when sometimes you fall off the horse over in many different aspects of your life, right, it can throw you. I'm getting thrown a little bit right now. We have to leave our studio here, okay, because of, for whatever reasons. And I tell you, I've been here 17 years, and I don't have another place to go right now. And I'll be honest, since I've been told a week ago, I'm shaken. I'll be honest. I don't know, you know, it's for me a little traumatic.
It is a trauma. I've read statistics that after any kind of trauma, I mean, losing a job is a trauma, moving is a trauma, getting divorced is a trauma, the death of a child is a trauma, a simple accident like I had, not to mention the people in California who just lost their houses,
right,
or the people at Virginia Tech who went through that horrible thing in April. 20% of men and of women and 8% of men will suffer post-traumatic stress disorder. I was one of the lucky ones to find out what I had before I ruined a wonderful life. But you find yourself getting up in the morning, not wanting anybody near you, not wanting anybody touching you, not wanting to go outside, very, very emotionally uptight, very withdrawn, very sensitive to sounds, and living the experience over and over and over again.
Now, what portion of the book goes to donated selected animal shelters? So tell us a little bit about the book.
The book talks about how it starts out in an animal shelter.
Okay.
I found my dog in an animal shelter. I was looking for a companion for another dog because we had a dog die and my father had just died, and I was already withdrawn and not trusting the universe, not trusting the powers that keep our world together. I was irritable, and I didn't want to get close to another dog or another person for quite some time. And I was getting this dog. He was going to be her dog, not mine. And I fell in love with this dog. This dog just crept into my heart and soul. He had eyes that just looked right into me. And just like when you meet your best friend on the playground when you're kids, you know, there's this connection. This person understands you and loves you and forgives you for anything that you've ever done in your whole life. I mean, the universe brought this dog into my life for a reason, and it was to help me feel better about myself.
Where's your dog now?
He had a fatal illness. He had cancer, but he stayed alive until I knew I was well. He did not leave my side until I was ready to go back into public on my own, and I knew it, and he knew it. And then he was able to let himself go. He was 14 and a half. He waited for me.
You know, you started before we started recording, you know, you mentioned that, if you just mentioned Reverend, right, because I'm an faith minister, but I'm also a pet minister. I didn't.
Oh.
And I took that on because actually I'm in a pet band, and the band, everybody has something connected to it. But since then, we're talking about doing a bar mitzvah, and I put my hands on somebody's dog recently, and they said that I helped them heal this dog a little bit. And I said, nah, are you kidding? I think, and the reason why I would take it quite seriously to be a pet minister is because pets are people too. That's how I feel. And I imagine you do. What do you feel? I mean,
absolutely.
They're like, we're part of them.
We are, and everybody should go out to the North Shore Animal League and bring Fall in Love.
There you go. ASPCA had an Adopt a Dog last month. We did a bunch of stories on that. So you have a lot of other people to talk to. I'm aware of that. I'd like to speak with you again if we could ever set up another time, because we really didn't get too much into the book and a lot of the good things that you're doing. Your website is informational. It tells about post-traumatic stress disorder and about service doors and to share your experience. So let's say this is just part one of many, if that's okay with you.
Thank you. And it's also a link where people can buy my book, Let Buster Lead. I would love to talk to you again.
Okay,
very soon.
Thanks,
Paul.